the Most High and Shabbat Shalom. Welcome to the Awakening Blueprint for Life. I am the preacher. This is a day that the Most High has made, his holy Sabbath, and I am so grateful to the Father for giving us a day that establishes a covenant with him, and that's also a sign in the earth between us and him. And today we need to be mindful and grateful of every mountain and valley that he's brought us through. And the fact that we are surviving and we're going to keep the faith and survive all pandemics, pestilence, and plagues, because he's coming back for us. So why don't you get your house in order, your temple in order, while you yet have time. Let's go before our Abba in prayer. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Earth as it is. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. Father, we come before you asking that you will bless this day, bless our time, and bless the seeds. Bless your people for their faith to increase. Father, we're striving for perfection, and we know only you can destroy the yoke. But we lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us. Father, we thank you that we have been able to triumph over past sins. And sometimes we languish in guilt and defeat of what we used to do, forgetting that you did set us free, and that we couldn't even be here today had it not been for you bringing us through everything man tried to put on us. Lynchings, hangings, beatings, drugs, homosexuality, gang violence, rape, torture, fear. But it was all because we didn't want to keep your commandments. And many of us should not have made it through some of the things, such as crack errors, but you saw fit to bring us through, not let our hearts, all of our hearts, explode because of a promise that you made to Abraham. And I'm praying for the remnant today that they'll be encouraged to move a little bit further. We rebuke every foul spirit that's not like you, that's causing oppression, depression, and doubt and fear amongst your people. We thank you for the Gentiles that sojourn with us, and may they understand that their sojourn has nothing to do with their white supremacy. But may they come into humility as well as your people, the real house of Israel, who are waking up very fast. We know you will vindicate us over the synagogue of Satan and those who have stolen our culture and our posterity. But I'm praying today that while your people have cast their cares on you, that they will just allow you to take control and focus on you being present. Cast us not from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit away from us. Restore the joy of our salvation and renew a right spirit within us, Father, because we need you. We can't make it without you. It's getting tougher. It's getting tighter, but these things were prophesied to be so. So I'm praying for those that have a desire to make it. And for those who don't know you, may they confess you, be baptized, and be converted, and become true disciples, and become disciplined by your word. Your Ten Commandments that you gave us, the covenant. We ask these blessings in the name of our brother and Messiah.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Blueprint for Life, The Awakening. I am V, the Preacher, Yeshua, our Messiah, our brother, our Savior. February 5th, in the middle of the beginning of White History Month, because it sure is not Black History Month is something they created for themselves, for people that they try to create, conquer, and control. Because every month of the year is Black History Month, because we are the indigenous, the creations of the Father, the true image. And we look like the sun as well, and the black and brown people, not people of color. I'm tired of using these terms that they talk about, try to keep us in a certain place. We are the people of the curse in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and not the curse of Ham, which actually fell on Canaan, which are your people who are of African persuasion of that continent. We're not African Americans. We are Israel, and we broke his commandments and laws, which is what brought this on us. As a matter of fact, this wasn't even open to other nations, races, and Gentiles until Acts, the second chapter, because we kept walking away and rejecting. So he brought them in to make us jealous. So they're the wild olive branches, and we're the natural branches. But he will not forsake us. He's coming back for his remnant. He shall restore the natural branches, and the ones that are grafted in, we shall possess and bring them with us as we go into Israel, provided that we are all living according to the statutes, laws, and commandments that make us Kodesh, sanctified, set apart. And you must own up to who you are and what you're responsible for and what your forefathers are responsible for. If you're of other persuasions and other nations, you know that your people enslaved the true children of Israel. You need to come into a place of humility and humble yourself when you come into this walk. We didn't ask you to come be another Jim Jones and try to lead us to Guyana and make us drink the Kool-Aid. Submit yourself, because the oracles were given to the house of Israel to teach the other nations. That's what we shall do as we prepare ourselves for the soon return of Yeshua HaMashiach, in this world calls Jesus Christ. I'm going to be brief today because we're doing a prophecy watch. And a prophecy watch is where we go into the Torah and the Tanakh and show you things that are happening right before your eyes, because the news is not the news. But show you things that are transpiring so you can see that this is all of the Most High. A lot of these plagues that are happening are not for our people. We're already under a curse, and we have an incurable wound as well because of the things that we've gone through as a people, this being our final captivity. And only the Most High can give us the recompense and the healing that we need as a nation. Can only come from him. And I don't know why you're looking for reparations in this world, when this world, the book of Job told us, the whole world has been turned over into the hands of the wicked. And the other scripture says, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan hath come down having great wrath. This is his world for a time. He has a lease agreement, and the Most High doesn't lie. He's not a man that he can lie. Most High is real. He's not a spirit of mist or a cloud. Daniel 7:9 tells us that and makes it very clear. It gives you a description of the Most High, the Father, not Yeshua, the father. And he made an agreement, and he abides by his agreement, and he won't break it. So we have to go through what we're going through by agreement, by laws. He totally believes in laws and conformity, statutes. And so the agreement was with Satan because of what happened in the garden. And we disobeyed because he told us what not to do. So doing certain things with him and not doing certain things are very crucial. But we're living in a lawless society right now. Nobody even wants to obey the laws of the land. So he'll use Hashtag to get his judgments across as well. He'll use Satan to get his judgments across. See, he created good and evil. Okay? And he's the one who hardened Pharaoh's heart. Who can know the mind of God? So he's in control of every aspect of this. Even this so-called pandemic, they couldn't do this unless he pulled back and allowed them to do so. Is this part of the prophecy of him purging two-thirds of the earth? I don't know, but I understand that over 66% of the world's population has been jabbed, and that's pretty close to two-thirds of the world's population being purged. There's a flip switch that they're going to flip really soon. My prayers go out to those that made the wrong decision. I pray that the Most High will have mercy and perhaps maybe heal some of you who are sincere in your prayers of repentance. Those of you who selected this world, its salary, its jobs, and its riches, so be it. And that's actually what I'm going to do a reading on today. Going into Zechariah 8, and I'm going to show you how the prophet Zechariah in the Tanakh actually talked about the mandates and what's happening right now. But see, he's prophesying in a way that it's talking about the remnant, because the remnant know better than to put something in their body unbeknownst to them in the name of science from people who don't care about you and never have. But the deceived who didn't want to hear the truth about don't eat pork, don't go to church on Sunday, we are the people of Israel, keep the Sabbath on Saturday, go back to the commandments, they're not done away with. Yeshua was a black man according to Revelations 1. The indigenous and this Bible was written for our people, by our people, for us, by us. But because 2 Thessalonians 2, you reject the truth, you've been turned over to strong delusion and willing to take whatever a white coat gives you in the name of a prescription. You've set yourself up for destruction. But you didn't want to hear the truth when we told you that, because you just dismissed us by saying you're crazy. And my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Not that it's not there. You are too egotistical, arrogant, and stubborn to hear it, because you'd rather remain in your pleasures, your partying and pandering and adultery and fornication, than to conform to righteous living. Remnant, we got a prize waiting on us, but we got to keep looking. Netflix said, don't look up. Yeshua said, Jesus Christ, when you see these things, look up. And that means, will he find faith in the earth when he returns? That was a message I did about a month ago. Will I find faith in the earth when I return? That means, is there going to be anyone looking for me? And in looking for me, he's in reference to preparing yourself and staying ready, staying kodesh, sanctified, and keeping the laws every day and praying and not breaking down and eating crab, lobster, and shrimp, keeping the Holy Sabbath, or did you go back to church Sunday shouting with your hats, your lust? You know, did you go backwards? That's why they call it backsliding. Into something that I've delivered you from? Or will I come back and find you preciously awaiting and looking up and maintaining the statutes, laws, and commandments that I gave you, which is the only thing that can convert you into a citizen, disciple of the kingdom of Yah? Let's get into the scriptures. Zechariah, the 8th chapter. I'm just going to do some reading. We'll do some commentary along the way because, as I said, this is Prophecy Watch. I want you to see how close we are right now. And over 4,000 years ago, you got the prophet prophesying it in the book for us, by us. Again, the word of the Lord of hosts came to me saying, thus said the Lord of hosts, I was jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I was jealous for her with great fury. This is prophetic because he's saying that he's jealous that we chose not to serve him. We want to be every religion in the earth that comes from Satan setting up of religions, over 900, major confusion. Instead of keeping his laws, we wanted a king. We didn't want him to be our king. We're always looking for a leader. But he's saying in this reading that he got upset with us, which is why we are where we are now. And I pray that you understand the validity of Deuteronomy 28 and Psalms 83. Verse 3, thus said the Lord, I am returned unto Zion and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. This is a promise. He's been hot for a while. He's getting ready to call his anger, folks, because we're coming to the end of this captivity and this tribulation, but there's still a few more prophecies that have to transpire. Let's just pay attention to what Zechariah is saying. He's saying, I will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem shall be called a city of truth. All praises to the Most High. We know who's the father of lies. It goes on to say, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. Verse 4, thus said the Lord of hosts, there shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with his staff in his hand for it, for very age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. This is a prophecy of what's going to come and happen for us. We will grow old and not die. We will repopulate the earth. We will walk in Jerusalem. There will be safety. Thus said the Lord of hosts, if it be marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, should it also be marvelous in mine eyes, said the Lord of hosts. I'm giving you this. This is for the remnant, the ones that are going to make it through. If it be marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of his people in those days, said the Lord of hosts. Verse 7 says, thus said the Lord of hosts, behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country. That's the gathering. And I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Now, when you go to Ezekiel, it tells you that there will be a purging. He's going to gather and purge. He's going to gather all of Israel. When it said not all of Israel shall be saved, that means the imposters. He's not saving that Israel over there. He's in reference to his chosen nation. He will gather from the four corners of the earth. But the ones who are not living righteously will be purged. They will not enter into Jerusalem. Let me give you the reference scripture. It's Ezekiel 20 and 38. Ezekiel 20 and 38 is in reference to the purging and the wilderness prior to the kingdom. So verse 8, and I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and in righteousness. Verse 9, thus said the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strong. Ye that hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets, which were in the day that the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid, that the temple might be built. So verse 9, he's prophesying loudly, saying, let your hands be strong, ye that hear in these last days these words. Stay strong, he's saying. Don't be become feeble-handed, feeble-minded, compromising. You must not allow yourself to be deterred from the things that the prophets have spoken, because all has not been fulfilled. Now, what I want to do is continue in verse 10, but I'm probably going to read in some other versions so you'll understand this. Not only did he stipulate this is for the remnant and for a remote generation, but verse 10 is going to make it very clear. Before he accomplishes everything he said he's going to do later in verses 1 through 9, suddenly he jumps backward and says this, so that you will be able to read between the lines and have a glimmer of hope. This is for to build your faith and decimate your fear. So what did he say? For before these days, there was no higher for man, nor any higher for beast. Neither was there any peace to him that went outside of his house or came in because of the affliction. Could that be this COVID-19 stuff? And then he says, for I have set all men, every one, against his neighbor. How many times have we read the verse in the scripture that said, nation shall be against nation in the last days. Everyone will want to flee back to their own countries when they see the destruction coming on Babylon. People will want to be back amongst their own kind because of racial tension. This is being prophesied by the prophet Zechariah in verse 10. For before these days, the days of the promise, the days of back in Jerusalem, the days of going back to Zion, the days of him lifting his fury over his children, his called nation, he said, before those days, before that happened and it came into fruition, there was no hire for men. That means it was hard to get a job. He could not get a job because that's what they're mandating now. No vaccine, no work, no employment. Are you believing and hearing what Zechariah is saying? Nor any hire for beasts, when reference to transportation, for animals, for cars, when reference to artificial intelligence taking all the jobs. I want to read this, verse 10. And I don't ascribe to the NIV whatsoever, but they try to break it down into a certain English term. I don't ascribe to it because there are other verses where it lets you know that Israel is a black man, and they have removed about 100,000 Bible verses because what they do is transliterate it and change it and say this is just another version. But they've taken out key scriptures that will enlighten you to the truth that this book is for us, by us, and who we are as a people, and who he's coming back to save, and who he really is, not the created God that they created or the false image they created. But this scripture, this verse in its translation, just brings a little light to what this verse is saying, because I don't think they understand, because the Most High speaks to his people in metaphors, allegories, and parables. Let's listen to Zechariah 8, the 8th chapter and 10th verse in the NIV. It said, before that time, once again, before Jerusalem is restored and Zion is back where they're supposed to be, he said, this is what will be happening in the land right before I come to get my people and restore them. He said, there will be no wages for people or hire for animals, and no one could go about their business safely because of their enemies, since I had turned everyone against their neighbor. This is the state of where we are right now in society. And as a remnant of people, we know we're not taking your mark, your jabberwocky. We're not taking any of it, so they're trying to withhold job, work, and hire from us. Zechariah is prophesying it in Zechariah 8 and 10. Animals are your beasts. You will not even be allowed to put your beast to work to make money, because now robots, artificial intelligence, are doing those jobs. Tesla is rapidly replacing all of its workers with robots. Factories, assembly line workers, food processors, chicken processing plants, all jobs to be done by robots, because that was also another purpose of 5G, to facilitate the Internet of Things and also the Internet of Humans. Let me get out of the NIV and go back to KJV and finish up this particular chapter that we're doing a treatise on, verse 11. But now, I will not be unto the residue of this people as in the former days. He's given us promise again to the remnant. He said, I'm not going to do like I did in the former days, said the Lord of hosts. For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due, and I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all things. Those are through and make it in the kingdom will receive true reparations and for everlasting riches. You've got to be patient enough to endure and not live a society and say, I want my blame now, with those who bowed to Satan, taken his oath, sold their souls for temporary satisfaction, and the outcome will be the lake of fire. No, you've got to say, I'm going to do it right, and I'm going to wait. In patience possess ye your soul. Here lies the patience of the saints. The remnant of this people to possess all things, all these things you're going to have. 13, and it shall come to pass that as ye were a curse among these heathens, how they looked at us like, look at it. It says, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and you shall be a blessing. So fear not, but let your hands be strong. Well, now that's causing them to give in, because they want to blend in, they want to travel, they want to have a good time party and live in lasciviousness. No, fear not. Don't make decisions out of fear, and let your hands be strong. That's don't be feeble. Don't be weak. Keep your mind, keep your hand, keep your body, keep your heart strong. Be not moved, and be ready to throw down. Verse 14, for thus said the Lord of hosts, as I thought to punish you, talking about us, Israel, when your fathers provoked me to wrath, he thought to even punish us because of what our fathers did at the mount and continuously in each captivity, not wanting to be obedient to these statutes, laws, and commandments. Said the Lord of hosts, and I repented not. So again, have I thought in these days to do well unto Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. So fear not. I'm going to do well by you. King, these are the things that you shall do. Now, this is key. I want to encourage you with this, because he's talking to us, the remnant that will be patient in this hour while we're waiting. These are instructions, because he's talking about those who are losing work mandates. He's saying, don't be afraid. I got you. And he's prophesying there'll be no work. Oh, I wish you could see how amazing this is. But these are instructions, verse 16. These are the things that you should do before. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Every day you need to speak the truth. You need to talk about Yeshua. Don't lie. Don't compromise. Don't back down. Speak the truth. Tell them. Don't bite your tongue to no one. That your yea be yea, your nay be nay. So that people know what to expect. They're going to either be repelled from you or draw to you. So you need not think it strange that you're losing loved ones, family members, and friends, because now you have no luxury but to tell the truth if you want to be restored into the kingdom, if you're trying to make it in. Right now, you got to have faith. If you're losing work, jobs, because you're saying, no, I'm standing for Christ, I'm going to have faith, and I'm going to let him take care of me and supply my needs, as he said. He'll make sure food gets to my house. He'll make sure I have water, shelter. You're standing by faith, so you got to go all the way now. Your instructions, once again, Zechariah 8 and 16, these are the things that you shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. That's not the guy that stays down the street from you. This is to the house of Israel, your fellow indigenous Israel, black and brown man. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. That means you let people know what truth is, where you live, where you stay, where you dwell, and execute it. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against your neighbor. That means some of you need to learn, this is why you got time to yourself while you on quarantine or solitary confinement. He's saying you're not supposed to be thinking about doing dirty to people, harming people, cussing people out, wait till I see them, angry because of what they've done to you. You're supposed to be practicing forgiveness in your mind and your heart while you're away from them. You know the Most High separates you from people sometimes, so you can practice that and work on that, because you need to get to a place where Joseph was when his brothers returned, and he should have been hot because they thought to kill him, sold him, and he made it to the top, and he could have did anything he wanted to them, but he had forgiveness in his heart. And can you say the same thing when you see the people that have wronged you? Well, he's giving you instructions here in Zechariah by the prophet that let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor. Let's move on. This is crucial. And love no false oath. You know you're not supposed to be swearing in as a politician. You're not supposed to be swearing in as a police officer. And you're sure not supposed to be swearing in as it pertains to being a Freemason or a, what's the women? Eastern stars, secret societies and pacts. The prophet is telling you right now, the remote generation, no false oath. And why did he emphasize these three? Listen to the rest. For all these things that I hate, said the Lord. He said, I hate these things. So if he said this through prophets, you better know that you need to be working on those three things while you're looking up and waiting to make sure that you're fit to go into the kingdom, because he's telling you who you are. There'll be no higher in those days before I come to restore. So you ought to be able to read through these scriptures and know he's talking about 2022 and probably so on until he returns. Verse 18, and the word of the Lord of hosts came unto me, saying, thus said the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month to the seventh and the fast of the tenth shall be the house of Judah's joy and gladness and cheerful feast. Therefore, love the truth and peace. These are the holy days. These are the fast, the Sabbaths, set apart days. And he's telling us to find joy also in doing these things. Therefore, love the truth and love peace. Verse 20, thus said the Lord of hosts, it shall yet come to pass that there shall come people and the inhabitants of many cities. And the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to pray. Now we've moved on to when we're in Jerusalem and he's restored us. And we're in the millennial reign. Verse 22, yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem. That means other people are going to make it. They're going to come to want to pray before the Lord. Verse 23 says, the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass. 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Hebrew. They changed the wording here and put Jew. But we know Jew is a derivative of Judah, only one of the 12 tribes. So they started calling themselves Jews, the synagogue of Satan, and the people that tried to handle our records inseminated this word Jew, as this is supposed to be a term or phrase for the children of Israel. But that's only a short word for the tribe of Judah. So this word right here would be, they will take the hold of the skirt of him that is an Israelite, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that Yah, the Most High, is with you. They're going to recognize who you are. So your fame will precede you, and they'll want to be close to you, but you will have been fulfilled in the office of that priest to other nations, whom we shall possess. For we shall be the governors, the mayors, the presidents, the kings of all the regions that were originally promised to us, the indigenous people, after the flood, when Noah's three sons. lots of land was promised to them. 12 tribes, lots of land promised to them. We're getting restored. We're restoring the promise, the promised land that was promised for us, Jerusalem, Israel, the capital, what they're all fighting over. I show prophecy watch because the work is disappearing. The goal is to make everyone subservient and dependent upon this so-called government, give them a stimulus check and let the robots do the work until they can make you a robotoid with the poison that they want to put in you. And those are the times that we're living in. But I'm saying, Zion, hold on. Fear not. Keep your hands strong. Don't be afraid of what you see and what you're hearing. You've got to block all that out and be obedient to the word of Yah. Take your time and read about the prophets as much as you can. Get your hands on that material. All right, I'm going to sign out by saying what I always say, that the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. Truth is a journey and not a destination. Pray that you enjoy the rest of your Shabbat, your day of rest, and that Israel will rise as we are all waking up and preparing to go home back to Mount Zion. Shabbat Shalom.